Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann. South Africa is getting ready for May 29. It's a general election. What's the state of readiness of the various political parties? What are their key manifesto points? This is what we'll be focusing on behind the Herald Headlines over the course of the next couple of weeks. And we'll start with the African Christian Democratic Party, the ACDP. We're joined today by the ACDP provincial leader in the Eastern Cape. He's also candidate for the post of Eastern Cape Premier, and that's Lance Grootboom. Lance, thanks for your time. What's the general state of readiness of your party heading into May 29?
Good morning, Darren Mann, and thanks for having me this morning. The ACDP is basically ready. I think we had our election manifesto launch a few weeks ago. And our message is very simple. It's a service order safety. It's an SOS signal. We believe that South Africa has signaled emergency signal to an SOS saying that we are in distress because of load shedding, unemployment, the crime rate in our country. And now they want a response from the ACDP. And ACDP's response are the following. We will restore services. We'll bring back order, and we'll make sure that our city is safe, our nation is safe.
Talk is cheap. How are you going to do this, Lance?
Basically, the ACDP has always maintained, you know, the key thing in our country is obviously to appoint leaders that really hate dishonest gain. And people that is really God-fearing, because that is the problem that we have in our nation, is that we have leaders that doesn't obey the law. We've got leaders that has been looting out of the state's coffer, and we can see that through state capture. So ACDP is basically saying when you appoint competent, God-fearing leaders in your nation, automatically you will see a change. But more than just that, we have a blueprint. We've got a plan to deal with some of the issues that affect the residents in our nation. So ACDP is saying that one of our top priorities, obviously, in the country now is unemployment and its crime. I think those are very, very key to the South Africans, especially load shedding that has been crippling the economy and jobs has been lost. So we know that that is a big, big, big challenge. We know health is a big challenge and education. But I think because of the high unemployment rate in our nation, ACDP has a plan to make sure that we tackle the unemployment rate. So what we are basically saying, we want to, number one, bring back, you know, skills development. You know, we call it the apprenticeship model. And we believe with the apprenticeship model, especially young people at home, those who might not have matric, but they are good at their hands, we can still train them again, making them maybe plumbers, electricians, masons, carpenters. We can use that skills, mechanics, because some of the guys, especially our young people, they are good with their hands, but they're sitting, idling, doing nothing. And with the fourth industrial revolution coming on to us, you know, it is another challenge that now they need different sets of skills and not the same skills we used to use. So ACDP is saying, let's reintroduce the apprenticeship model. Let's give tax incentives to businesses that will mentor, that will train, that will help, especially small businesses like SMEs, you know, because we want to get them into the mainstream economy.
South Africans traditionally don't vote on the issues. Do you think 2024, we voted on ideological lines in the past mainly, do you think that's about to change in 2024? Will voters become more focused on issues?
Listen, voters has always voted, like I said, ideologically, but I don't think so much. People are not so much aware what certain political parties are standing for. That's number one. So people do vote, especially in poorer communities, as to what they can get. So we know that people are not really voting ideologically because people don't understand some political parties' ideologies. So people are not aware. People are looking at the bread and butter issues, what affects them on a daily basis. That's why political parties are tapping in there. You see, the simple things are not happening, and people are not seeing them. People just want energy security. They just want the health system that is working. They want road infrastructure that is working, you know, because they're paying a lot of tax, paying a lot of rates, but they're not seeing that. So I think getting that, getting that sorted will be important, but they must also understand they have to look at political parties, their ideology, where is it coming from, and whether it has been working. Is there a track record of that working or not? And that's the only thing the ACDP can just look at, where we were in a coalition, where we took over a department, and see what we have done in that department, not even in 5 years, in the shortest period of time, because of coalitions that has been unstable and we have been removed, not serving the 5 years. So I just can imagine if we completed our 5 years, even in public health or in electricity and energy, how would Nelson Mandela Bay look, especially just in the department where we have given the authority to govern and to implement our policies or our manifesto? And that's the same that we can say to the voters out there. They haven't given us an opportunity yet, or the mandate in the province or even in the country. They've always voted for the big two or the big three. And that's the parties they've always voted. And they become disillusioned because they see nothing happening. But they haven't given a mandate to the others, like the ACDP that has been around since for the past 30 years. We haven't got the... We hardly went over 5% in the 30 years. And we are saying to people, you know, give us the opportunity, give us a chance. You've seen what they've done in Nelson Mandela Bay and where we are in coalitions.
But obviously, you're
give
not,
us one chance.
But obviously, mm-hmm. you're not appealing to those voters if you're not managing to get above the 5%. I'm sure you'll have done your analysis. Why aren't you appealing to them if you have these great policies, but you're not managing to get more than 5% support, Lance?
You're right. We have been appealing to them. I think, you see, politics, the problem is, and this is, I'm sounding very open here, you know, it's easy to go out and campaign and divide the people. If I say tomorrow we for colored people, that's wrong. We can't be for colored people. We are for all people, irrespective of their belief and their religion. That is just my view. We're supposed to, if you don't have electricity, I'm supposed to work for you no matter what your belief is or what your or what your color is. So even with corruption, you know, if you don't take something, everybody tries to get their hands on the purse for their own gain. You know, I mean, you make a decision not to do that because you know you put there for the people. You know how difficult that becomes? People don't even give you money when you stand for things which is right, like donations, Darren. You know, donations are not given to the ACDP because we decide not to fulfill some agendas that is out there. You know, so that's just the sad reality of when you stand for what is right and you stand on what is right. And that is our challenge, you know. Even in winning seats, people don't understand it. Political parties that win seats, like the ANC and the DA that gets the biggest seats, they get funding from the IEC. The funding they receive is, especially in provinces, it's big to do their work, to set up offices in communities. They can do all that there. They get the funding. I mean, just for one seat in the province in Eastern Cape, you get 2.4 million a year. Imagine DA's got 10, ANC's got 44. Then you look at the entire country. So they get funding just to reach out to their constituencies. Now, the point that I'm making here, the money, the taxpayer goes directly to the political parties that is in power, that is visible. People would say, why is ACDP not visible? Then we're saying we're not, it takes money, to be honest, to be visible at the end of the day. And these parties, obviously people voted for them, make them big, and these are the same parties that disappoint them. So that is what we believe. And I think that is why, I would say why people don't vote for us, but people must just see the evidence.
Why is it going to be different this time around, Lance? Is it going to be different this time around? I mean, you're standing for Premier of the Eastern Cape. You've set your sights high. What are the plans? How are you going to get beyond that 5%? How are you going to get through to people and convince them that these fantastic policies you've told me about hold water and are going to deliver?
Listen, we've got things on the ground. We're doing door-to-door. We've checked up on our communication and getting out to the people. That's what we are trying. We are getting across. The thing is, this ACDP has excellent and awesome policies. But these policies can only be implemented if you're in power. I can't say Nelson Mandela Bay residents has given us a mandate here. I can't say in the province we've never won a seat. Yes, maybe we were not on their faces, we were not out there, but as a party that has been 30 years around, people know about us, especially churches and Christians. They're fully aware. But you know what? This is the heart of the people. What are you going to, some of the people, what are you going to give me? first. I need something first if I have to vote for you. Some people is, you have to give them a food package just to vote. I mean, imagine you eat that tonight and tomorrow you are hungry. You are hungry for 5 years. No, we are saying think about the future. Imagine how life is going to be in 2030 with the advancement of the fourth industrial revolution. Just picture how the unemployment rate will be. The unemployment rate will be skyrocketing. Certain people will just get richer and richer, and others will be left way behind. While some politicians will build their houses and their mansions and forget about the people. That's why we say we've governed from a point of biblical principle. And you can't fail if you build from that way. But the problem is people haven't given us that opportunity yet. That's why we say you've got 5 years to do that. Just five. Give us just 1 5 years. And judge us when we're done.
Lance, if we could return to the ACDP manifesto, I'd like your thoughts on 2 points which have attracted controversy in some circles. The one is enforcing religion in schools, and then also your anti-abortion stance.
Okay, Darren, we don't enforce our religion in schools, or even that's not what we do. ACDP has never done that. We don't impose, and I think that is where the mess gets wrong. What we are saying, and this is what our views, if you take your child to a school where there are 90% of the people are praying, let's make an example. There are Christian children going to that school. Then 5% of the people are not believing in God, for example. Must we now change the entire curriculum just for the 5% while the 95% wants to pray? ACDP is saying that's wrong. What we should do, we should not force the 5% to participate in the prayer. We should allow the 95% to pray because that is what they want to do. That is what ACDP is saying. And people are getting that every time wrong. It's the same with the LGBTQI community. We are saying, if you want to do those values, live like that, that's your choice. But don't impose that on our children. So we are trying to say, if we believe as a family, because ACDP is strong in family, we're saying, we don't want our children to be taught about different agendas when we know there's only two. Now, because there's no other agenda. So we're saying, don't impose that. How can that be wrong? If you want to teach your child that, we don't have a problem with that. But it's when you want to teach our children that, then it becomes a problem. So ACDP is saying, protect freedom of religion. With the same in COVID. In COVID, we said, don't force people to vaccinate. Let people have a choice if they want to put those chemicals in their bodies or not. That's the same. We are not saying, if you want to be vaccinated, be vaccinated. But don't fire me at my job if I'm not vaccinated. That's why we say we must have the freedom to be. People think we only fight for Christians. We fight for Muslims, Hindus, and every religion. Why? As long as you've got the freedom to believe, you can still go to the mosque and pray. Because we don't want government to tamper with that. Because as government controls that, then we are under control. Abortion is the same. In abortion, obviously, we believe that life is when the child is conceived. We went so further to say, leave their choice to the parent. Let them see what life is in their womb before they terminate it. So we are trying to protect that. So that's what ACDP is saying. So we've never imposed our beliefs on people. There might be some people that clench to follow the ACDP that comes out radical with it. But that doesn't matter as our policy. Our policy is freedom of religion by protecting the family. That means, like I've explained to you, don't impose on us. We are not imposing on anybody. You know, the Muslim community didn't have land when I was public health to bury their people in Galvindale. The municipality didn't want to give them burial land. But you know what, Darren? Who got them burial land? Christian Party, ACDP. Why? Because we believe that it's inhumane to not giving them an opportunity to bury their loved ones. We got them enough land in Malabar to bury their loved ones. That is important. But we don't want people to impose what they believe on us. So that's why, that's where we are. That's what we believe in terms of our values and what the ACDP stands for and where our ideology comes from.
Lawrence, we are running out of time. I've got two more points I would just like to get your thoughts on. You, in passing, referred to the new kids on the block as far as the general elections go, the MK Party, for want of a better name, and I'd be interested in what you anticipate their impact on the general elections are likely to be.
Listen, there is a concern, especially with the judgment of the court yesterday, allowing Jacob Zuma to come back. And the big challenge with this is that obviously it will reduce it, they will eat out of the ANC's voter base. That's where they're going to eat out. But our challenge is a coalition that might happen between ANC, EFF, and MK, and even Patriotic Alliance, because that is what is on what is going around. You know, and these numbers, when they come together, they obviously can form a government. And that's why our views are there are about 40 million people out there that's supposed to vote that didn't vote in 2019. And those are the people that is very upset with the electorate, with the politicians, sorry. And that's why we started this moonshot pack or with the DA, or what you call the multi-party charter. Because the multi-party charter now reaches out to those 40 million that is disillusioned, that doesn't want to vote because they believe nobody can beat the ANC. So we give now hope back to them to say, you can vote for any of these parties in this charter that has your values. And we will work together because we already starting to find each other. So that gives hope. So we hope that what we've started with a multi-charter will get us that 40 million. Because remember, ANC governed the country with 11 million in 2019. So there was another 14 million. In fact, they said there were 18 million. But I'm just talking about 14 million. They didn't vote. So if we can get that 14 million back, even with the ANC's current support they got in 2019, and even if MK is eating out of that chunk, we still believe that we can get that over that 50% plus one. But it means it's work to be done to get to those people that used to vote that didn't vote anymore and get them back to vote for us, to show this bloc that's going to work together is going to work for a better South Africa. And that's why we want to say, make ACDP then that anchor tenant, give us a strong voice to get our policies through so that we can still protect freedom of religion within our nation. So MK, like I said, no worries. ANC given us 30 years of a mess. Now we've got ANC, EFF, MK. Look what happened under Jacob Zuma. State capture. You don't want to know what's going to happen. That's why voters need to be open up their eyes and see this coming. So especially those ones that doesn't want to vote, even if it's cold, even if it's raining, even if it's problems at the voting station, go out and vote and vote. I think this is what it's all about. That's why that's my views on it. So they're going to eat chunks out of the ANC. Not so much. They will just reduce their percentages. It's just who's going to have the power and who's just going to have the influence. And it's all for themselves, not for the people of South Africa. And I think the people must be well awake. So we can't have another 5 years of ANC rule in this nation.
What's the likelihood of coalition politics taking over at a national level? Locally, it's led to a lot of instability during the course of the past 5 or 6 years.
There's a huge likelihood. I believe that there's going to be a coalition on that level because the stats are telling us that. If you look at the previous elections, you will see that ANC dropped almost like 50%. You can see on major municipalities like in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng, and so forth, ACDP has lost, in Nelson Mandela, but they've lost support. The only support they still maintained is in Buffalo City, actually, in terms of the bigger metro municipalities. But all other metro municipalities, they actually lost in terms of what they've governed over the years. So there's definitely going to be coalitions. Coalitions are not bad. It can make a difference. It's who you're getting in bed with becomes important. Does that person have your values? What is his objectives? What does he want to do? You need to know that. That's why the multi-party charter was formed. All these talks on policy we are ironing out. We talk about it. So when we take over South Africa, we're putting the ANC out, we already work through policy and differences. And I think that will yell. That's why the multi-charter has already ironed out all that with all the parties. We already know what's going on. So when we get in, whoever has the strongest voice, whatever the case may be, if we reduce the ANC below 51% with the multi-charter having the strength, we already ironed out all our problems and our issues. So people should actually focus on that, because that is how it should be. That's why no coalitions is going to work. But we are telling the voters, we are in this multi-party charter, strengthen the ACDP, make our voice strong. People like EFF, ANC, PA, those people that is not a part of an arrangement on the outside becomes a problem, because coalitions will be here with us for some time.
Well, it's been a lengthy discussion, and we do appreciate you making the time available to us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. We're chatting with the African Christian Democratic Party, ACDP provincial leader and candidate for Eastern Cape Premier in the upcoming general elections. Lance Grootboom, thank you very much for your time. All the best. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you. Thanks, Darren. Thanks for having me. Have a blessed day. See you then.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
A reminder once again that between now and May 29, Behind the Herald Headlines will focus exclusively on the general election and secure interviews and comment from major political parties contesting it.